With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israel says a rocket strike at a soccer field has killed at least 12 children and teens in a town in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights.
This was a disaster for the Druze community in Majd al-Shams, but it was also a disaster for Hezbollah. If Hezbollah fired the rocket that caused all of those deaths, then it wasn't just killing Druze citizens in the occupied Golan Heights, it was also affecting the Druze community in its own country. There are Druze people living in Lebanon, and they will be furious at the suggestion, the possibility that Hezbollah, which claims to defend the rights of all Lebanese civilians, has been responsible for killing their kinfolk across the borders.
That's correspondent, correspondent Adam Smith reporting. Also on SRNews.com, Congressman Mike Waltz says the U.S. should take much harsher action against terrorists targeting U.S. and international shipping in the Red Sea.
The Houthis are still shooting at and sinking international shipping. They are still practically closing down the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, this ragtag bunch of terrorists backed by Iran.
The Florida congressman also told the Salem Radio Network it's too early to rule out an international connection to the attempted assassination of former President Trump, including the possibility the shooter may have had ties to Iran. Former President Trump continued a pattern of escalating attacks against his likely opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. Mr. Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance appeared at a rally yesterday in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Vice President Harris's campaign has raised $200 million since she emerged as the likely Democratic presidential nominee last week. This is SRN News. A California megachurch is working to get out the vote.
It's called the Comeback California Tour, and it's being organized by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, pastored by Jack Hibbs. It will consist of a series of events designed to teach other churches how they can get believers to the polls in November. Calvary Chapel's website says, quote, California is at a crossroads, urgently needing the church's influence to reverse the moral decline and stand in the gap for our children, families, and communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has ordered the state to initially count signatures that were collected by volunteers in favor of putting an abortion measure on the ballot. Justices this week issued a one-page order that stopped short of ruling on whether a lawsuit over the proposal can move forward. The group behind the measure sued after the state rejected petitions it submitted. The state argued organizers did not submit proper documentation. This is SRN News. An agreement has been reached between rival Palestinian political factions, Fatah and Hamas.
The agreement is the latest attempt at resolving a long-standing rivalry that looms over any potential vision for the rule of Gaza after Israel ends its offensive in the enclave. Hamas has ruled Gaza for the past 17 years, whilst Fatah is the main force in the US-backed Palestinian Authority that administers parts of the occupied West Bank. Previous declarations similar to this have failed in the past, and the potential joint government would face fierce opposition from Israel and the U.S., both of which reject the pact. I'm Karen Chemas.
Wisconsin Republicans are asking voters to take away the governor's power to unilaterally spend federal money. That's in reaction to the billions of dollars that flowed into the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. More details at SRNnews.com.